Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday evening, July 1st, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of legal news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Federal judge rules AI training on books may qualify as fair use. A federal judge has ruled in favor of Anthropic, stating that using books to train AI systems can be considered fair use, even without permission from the authors. The ruling, issued by Judge William Alsup in the Northern District of California, is the first major legal decision to address whether using copyrighted material to train AI falls under the doctrine of fair use. For companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc. QBTs that are focused on other,
esteemed public relations professional Cindy Shutt announces retirement after a storied career. Esteemed public relations professional Cindy Shutt is retiring after a distinguished career spanning nearly four decades. Known for her impactful storytelling and strategic communications, Shutt has been instrumental in elevating the profile of Van Horn Law Group PA and its founder, Chad Van Horn. Her mentorship and guidance have shaped the firm's public visibility and national recognition. Throughout her career, Shutt has been a go-to resource for journalists, generating hundreds of news stories in top-tier media outlets. As she begins her well-deserved retirement, her presence will be deeply missed by colleagues, clients, and journalists who have relied on her insight and professionalism. Virginia's latest criminal law updates. Virginia's criminal justice system is set to undergo significant changes, with new laws taking effect on July 1, 2025. These reforms include harsher penalties for offenses such as mail theft, drone trespassing, and intimidation with Nazi symbols. Additionally, measures have been introduced to combat the spread of dangerous substances like fentanyl, with dealers now facing involuntary manslaughter charges for fentanyl-related deaths. Attorney Cody Villalon notes that while these laws aim to enhance public safety, they also raise the stakes for those accused, particularly in cases involving fentanyl. For more information, contact Cody Villalon, a dedicated criminal defense attorney in Richmond.
Understanding family law in Denver, key legal considerations for parents and spouses. In Denver, understanding family law is crucial for parents and spouses navigating major life changes. Colorado state law emphasizes equitable distribution of marital property and the best interests of the child in custody cases. Recent trends show an increase in post-decree modifications due to job changes, relocation, or child well-being concerns. Early legal guidance is key, as decisions made at the outset can have long-term implications. While mediation is encouraged, litigation may be necessary in some cases. Price Family Law Firm in Denver offers free consultations to help individuals and families facing divorce, custody, and support issues. Call 720-615-1750 to speak with a family law attorney.
Las Vegas insurance claim denials on the rise. What policyholders need to know. Amid a rise in insurance claim denials in Las Vegas, consumer advocates and legal experts are concerned. Policyholders are facing denied claims without clear justification, leading to calls for stronger oversight. Factors such as economic pressures on insurers and backlog of claims are contributing to this trend. Legal professionals stress the importance of distinguishing routine disputes from bad faith cases. Under Nevada law, insurers must act in good faith when handling claims. Leverty & Associates Law, a respected firm in Nevada, specializes in insurance law and bad faith litigation. Attorney Patrick Leverty advises policyholders on their options when facing wrongful denials or delays by insurance companies. For more information, call 702-507-0201.
State Roundup. Thousands of suits filed under Child Victims Act. Mark expansion plan revived. where is Moore heading with BMOR's red line? Over 3,800 lawsuits were filed under Maryland's Child Victims Act before new limits on monetary damages took effect in June, potentially putting taxpayers on the hook for billions in jury awards. Maryland is reviving plans to expand MARC regional rail service despite fiscal struggles. 2 years after revival, the fate of Baltimore's Red Line remains uncertain. Dozens of bills passed in Maryland will become law on July 1st, including energy rebates delayed until August or September. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled that Montgomery County parents can opt their children out of LGBTQ+ themed books. A felon will be freed to testify against Abrego Garcia, while attorneys seek to delay his release. Maryland's real-life Lorax saved the state's Big Tree program from shutdown. Baltimore's tech hub aims to win $70 million, but faces challenges in the Trump era. Baltimore City Council president calls for closer scrutiny of behavioral health crisis response. Millennials now occupy almost half the seats on the Prince George's County Council. Former city state's attorney Marilyn Mosby denies wrongdoing in perjury and mortgage fraud convictions.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. As NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io, we encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.